The U.S. administrators in Baghdad have beefed up their management team to help rebuild city services and local government. Of the city's main infrastructure challenges, water and sewage problems are the biggest threat to public health. In some neighborhoods, sewage seeps into the streets because looters have stripped machinery at two of Baghdad's main treatment plants. It's expected to take more than a year before the sewer system is back to pre-war efficiency. From Baghdad, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
In the sprawling Shia slums of Sadr City, teenage workers shovel putrid, sewage-soaked garbage onto trucks. They battle in an unwinnable war with North Baghdad's sewer system.
Every day we come and clean it, but it gets worse.
Resident Karim Rahim Hamid is irate that the youth-crowded streets of Baghdad's Sadr City remain fetid cesspools of disease and humiliation. The 43-year-old blacksmith charges that the new Iraqi governing council and its American overseer seem out of touch already.
The problem is the members of the governing council don't come in the streets and see the size and of the problem. They have to come and see how the streets are bad. The problem is most of the people here have children. Kids go out in the streets and the sewage are so bad they get all kinds of diseases that we don't have money to spend and get them rid of these problems. They have to do something about this.
Sadr City's sewer system was bad even before the U.S.-led invasion. Denial of basic services was just part of Saddam's determined effort to keep this area's Shia Muslims down and out. But many here had high hopes that the American occupation would mean American improvement fast. Many now echo the frustration of Rahman, who owns a small shop here.
It's been 4 months now, and it hasn't achieved anything. The public services were not developed, and security is not established. When will this happen? The United States can do things more faster than any country in the world. Why doesn't it do something about this situation?
The U.S. Provisional Authority is doing something. American-funded contractors have begun to replace some of Sadr City's decrepit sewer pipes, but old pipes are just part of the problem. At one of Baghdad's three main sewer treatment plants, there's little sound or movement except for the birds playing in the maze of concrete and steel. The large settling tanks sit idle. Hank Basford, the newly appointed Baghdad regional coordinator, is getting a tour from Rich Heine, a senior advisor to the U.S. Provisional Authority on water and sewage issues.
Nothing operates.
Like the pumps.
Right.
They were all looted?
Looted or they need replacing.
With every motor from every main pump stolen or broken down from old age, hundreds of thousands of gallons of raw sewage these days now flow directly into the Tigris River, raising more public health concerns downstream.
This plant isn't the worst of the three. Everything's relative, but certainly trying to get sewer up in Baghdad is a daunting task.
When she's in the States, Susan Champagne is a project manager at a Southwest division of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. In Iraq, Champagne is America's sewage ambassador, Sewer Sue to her friends. The sewer project manager for Baghdad says, tongue-in-cheek, that before her four-month tour ends, she hopes to swim safely in the Tigris. But realistically, Champagne knows she'll no longer be in Iraq when the Tigris runs clean.
We're hoping to be back to pre-war conditions in about 18 months.
That's just pre-war conditions, but to get it to a kind of functioning first-world condition might be...
Yeah, I think a minimum would be 6 to 10 years.
Even before the war, she notes, only 60 to 70% of the city's sewage water was getting treated. And in the next 10 years, Champagne and others predict potentially massive growth in a free Baghdad and the need for even more sewage treatment plants. She's pushing to get Iraqi planners to start thinking about a master plan for water sewer issues, something the Iraqis last did 3 wars ago in the early 1980s. Just getting Baghdad's sewer treatment plants back to pre-war conditions will cost more than $100 million. Hank Basford is here to get this and many other projects off the ground. His job title may be Baghdad Regional Coordinator, but he is in fact a kind of shadow mayor for Baghdad. In his 30 years with the U.S. Agency for International Development, Basford managed aid projects in El Salvador and Egypt, some of the world's largest. Iraq's overwhelming needs and a sense of civic duty prompted Basford out of 10 years of comfortable retirement, trading yacht time for a tour of a broken sewage system.
I'd be boating. That's what we do. We have a boat.
Bassford's here to help the Iraqis establish a functioning city government that eventually devolves authority for services down to the grassroots level.
We've been very much involved in the formation of neighborhood councils, advisory councils, and we would like to see over time these councils play a greater role and probably an elected role. That will take a little time, but that's essentially the direction we'd like to see things go.
The fledgling Baghdad City Council held its first meeting recently. It was a remarkably genteel, productive gathering for a city still in a kind of war. Local leaders shared ideas and cigarettes in the hallways. Dr. Majid Nasser Hussein is a city council member from the Al Rashid district.
The sewage system is so bad in the place, the water and electricity, there's a lack of the power. We've got to fix those things.
Baghdad's city drinking water system is in better shape than its sewers, largely because there was less looting. Iraqis took the lead in protecting most of the city's water filtration plants. During the war, water engineer Mohammed Rashid brought his family and his guns to the plant.
We had AK-47s and rifles, and we were doing daily and nightly patrols, securing the place and keeping it safe from being looted. Yes, it was dangerous, but that's our living. We have to keep our living.
Neighborhood committees hope to build on that strong local support, an effort the Americans are supporting with assistance, some money, and expert advice. Until his resignation in May, Joe Rice was mayor of Glendale, Colorado. The lieutenant colonel in the Army Reserves chuckles at some of the Iraqi gripes he's hearing.
It's just funny. Some things are universal, and complaints about long meetings are. But that's the process. If you wanted things to be brutally efficient, that's what you have dictators for, and then you don't have to have long discussions. But they're learning that the long discussions actually do produce effects eventually, and it's a better effect than if you just let one person drive every decision.
Other things aren't so universal, like the serious security risks some Iraqi council members are taking just working with the U.S.-backed body. I had a lot of angry citizens back in Glendale, Rice says, but I wasn't worried about too many of them throwing grenades at me. These people, he says, need to be commended for standing up. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Baghdad.